Physique, the leader in the straight from Mummify. There's the gap coming for Lonro. Sound Action tries to pocket him. Beatman in a bit of trouble trying to force through. He got checked, the champ. And Sound Action hit the front now from Mummify. Lonro, the champion's in desperate trouble. Del Zayo's gone past him. 150 to go. He's got to the outside. Del Zayo in front. The crowd roaring. Go, Lonro, go. But the three-year-old's in front. Del Zayo. Lonro, he's coming. He's going to get there. Yes, Lonro won it. What a champion. What a way to go.
Oh, that was Lonro's win in the 2004 Australian Cup. It still makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And Darren Beedman was the man in the saddle that day. And he also partnered him to most of his 11 Group 1 victories. How are you, Darren?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Michael. Really well, mate. Good.
That brings back some memories.
Yeah. Relived a few anxious moments there. it was a thrilling day, and it was the finish was what counted, and it really stamped him with authority, the horse.
I couldn't believe it when I read that he turned 20 on Monday, and a beautiful piece that Daly has put out on its social media. We put it up on the RSN website as well and tweeted it out, where you went back to visit your old mate Lonro, and you actually jumped on board as well.
Yes, well, I was originally just going to go up and just say, g'day to him and happy birthday for his 20th birthday, and took the family up there, and it wasn't designed that I was going to have a ride, and I sort of threw it out there when I heard I was able to go up on the weekend, and it was just so good to see him. I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, and we had such a special bond with each other, and he's a remarkable horse, and he just looks magnificent.
He did look magnificent. And when was the last time you threw your leg over one?
My last ride was when I had my fall in Hong Kong,
gee,
in the barrier trial, and so it was actually a special moment, given that I was able to sit on a horse that meant so much to me and has done so much for me over my career.
Gee whiz, that's amazing. Has that little taste maybe now giving you more interest in doing it again?
There'll be no races, but I think I'm a little bit beyond the point of return.
Well,
in that aspect,
you've both let down well.
he looks a little bit more tuned up than me. He's very cresty and still got a good bit of muscle tone. The boys up there have done a tremendous job with him at Darley and at Kelvin side. They just look after him like he deserves to be looked after, and he's just got such a personality about him and character, and it was so good to see him. He's in good health.
Yeah, he certainly is, and his legacy continues to live on and will do so for many years to come on the track with his progeny and sons and daughters of sons and daughters as well. So it was great, that little piece that they did in Darley. And gee whiz, Darren, from your professional working life at the moment at Godolphin, you must just be absolutely rapt the way the stable is humming under James and yourself. A great spring carnival and a great 12 months.
Yes, James has slotted into the position nicely, and the horses are running exceptionally well. They're all well placed, and it's right from when I went up to the Kelvin side Woodlands on the weekend, you can just see the start that these horses get in life, and right from the time that they hit the ground, they get special attention and all the best care that they can get, and they get a great start in life and a good education, and they got the breeding, they get the feeding, they get the training. So, they get every opportunity to hit the racetrack with the ability that they've got. So, I'm really stoked to be in the position I'm in, and being associated with the families that I've ridden in the past and had a lot to do with.
And this would be a very exciting time of year for everyone, because this is where you unearth the new generation, the babies, and it looks like you've got a potential star with Tassel. What he did on debut, were you expecting a performance like that?
Well, when he trialled, he always, like from day one, he's got just the brazen bow horses that we had through the yearlings, or 2-year-olds now. They've just got a exceptionally good nature, and that counts a lot for horses down the track when it comes out race day, when you start to turn the heat up in their training program and racing. And he's always shown nice ability on the track, but James, he had never really switched him on. And his first trial at Rose Hill, he really sort of pricked the ears of people and made people sort of, oh, that looks pretty smart. So that was the first time he's really asked for an effort. But what he did on race day, when he was able to, come through them and line up and hit the line like he did, it was a very professional effort. And we've got some really nice babies to work with.
He's the ruling Golden Slipper favourite at this stage. Have you got any others that are showing the similar ability to him that we haven't seen as yet?
He's one of two or many. But in saying that, he's with the filly that we produced yesterday out of Samaretti by Snitzel, who was bought at the Magic Millions. She was probably a little bit unlucky. Yes, a little bit more luck in running. She possibly could have won. So, we've got some nice horses.
Yeah, well, she wasn't beaten too far. And I suppose the favourite who won, the odds-on favourite yesterday, is affirmed again for the Golden Slipper. But you must give yourself some chance with natural improvement, a longer race, that you'd be able to turn the tables in the big one.
Yeah, especially on a big track. And she really conserves her energy. Like, you couldn't see a rib yesterday. So, and that was after three runs. So she this prep, but she's really they all tighten up nicely. But it all depends on how she's pulled up and how she copes with things. But she's doing very well.
Well, she's Exhilarates is the filly we're talking about. It's a $15 chance to Unite and Conquer, who won again, is a $4.50 chance. So that's the market for the Magic Millions. Darren, when you were in the caretaker mode as trainer, you had a great strike rate, tipping all the RSN listeners winners. So I'll ask you about some of your runners over the weekend. At Flemington, which way are you going with Gulwar on the weekend, Melbourne or Sydney?
I'm not quite sure at this stage, but he's drawn pretty well and he's got a light weight. And it is a tough Randwick mile, but in saying that, he's big drop in weight from last start, and he does like a little bit of wet ground. So we're expecting that this weekend. So very excited.
Yeah, that's the Villiers in Sydney, or he'll come down to Flemington. You've also got Interlocutor and Duke of Valentinois in the Villiers. If Gulwar races or comes to Melbourne, out of Interlocutor or Duke of Valentinois, who would be your number one seed?
I'd say Interlocutor, given that he's a good last start win. I think the Ramming Mile suit him right down to the ground.
And at Flemington, you've got Etymology going around. You've got maybe Regiment and the Last and Chatterchuck as well. Who do you think's your best chance of a winner down here?
Etymology, his runs were pretty good this time through, but last start, he had a little bit of... It was a very hot day and he just didn't cope with it. So, obviously, James has seen him down there thinking that it looks a nice race for him. So, if he comes out of that run well... based on his previous runs, I think he'd be our main chance.
All right. Darren, great to reminisce about the mighty Lonro, and great to see you doing so well at Godolphin. Good luck over the weekend, and especially with these star two-year-olds heading towards the big races.
Yes, thanks, Michael. No, it's an exciting time of the year. Great time.